Hello and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Praircast. My name is Pamela, and today, as a church, our prayer focus will be preparing. As we come to pray, let us still our hearts, calm our minds, and set our focus upon our Lord as He taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is also in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. As we continue our journey through the Jesse Tree selection of passages that point to the birth of Jesus, let us turn today to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. As I read this passage, it made me wonder what Joseph and Mary must have been thinking. They had both clearly heard and trusted God's message to them. They were obedient and faithful. They were being entrusted with God's child. Surely things would go well for them. And yet, things were perhaps not how they would have liked, having to travel so far while heavily pregnant for a start. At a time when they should have been preparing for the arrival of the baby with family and friends, getting their home ready and resting, they were being made to go on a journey. Sometimes when God has asked us to do something, when we feel particularly called to something, or when we feel we have been faithful and obedient and are ready to prepare in our own way, things go awry. Plans change, people let us down, sickness strikes, emergencies happen, the list goes on. In these situations, it is easy to think that maybe we heard wrong, maybe we have done something wrong. Surely this can't be God's way of preparing me. But one thing I learned from Mary and Joseph is that God has a plan, and even when it looks very different to ours, we can trust Him. Despite the difficulties, the Son of God was born, God's plan for Mary and Joseph was fulfilled. In the same way, we can trust God with the plans for our lives, realizing that the things seeming to go wrong are in many ways a normal part of following Jesus. His own birth has shown us that. As we read the passage again, we reflect on that while allowing God to speak to us today through it. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we can trust you when things don't go quite to plan. Thank you that you have everything in control and that your way of preparing us is the best. Help us to continue to trust you, to be faithful and obedient to your voice. Give us the wisdom to see your hand at work. And forgive us for the times when we have given up because life went haywire. Teach us to trust you and grow anew in all situations. Show us our next steps in our journey with you. Amen. Now, let us pray for our theme of preparing.
Father God, as we think of today's theme of preparing, Lord, I just want to thank you for all the ways that you have been preparing us through this season of Prepare 2024. Lord, for all the ways you've been nearby and changing our hearts, changing our minds, changing our attitudes, changing the way we see the world around us. And in this Advent season of preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus, Lord, I pray that what you've started now will continue into the new year, that we will each draw deeper into the things that you've shown us, the things that you're teaching us, the things that you're correcting in our lives and in our hearts and our thinkings. I pray that we'll be more disciplined as we practice generosity, fasting and praying. I pray you'd make us more intentional. I pray that the habits that we built up over this last month, Lord, would continue and grow into the next year. Just thank you for this work that you started in us. Thank you for the work that you started here on earth, Lord, and we look forward to the fulfillment of that. That foretaste that we talked about, of that feast that's to come. And so, Father, just as we come towards the end of Prepare 2024, Lord, just thank you for all the preparation, all the changes that you've been making in our lives. And as we look towards the new year and celebrating Jesus, help us just to remember him more readily. May he come to our minds more readily in any crisis, because through him and through the equipping of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we are already prepared for anything that can come our way if we put our hope and trust in you and strengthen our resolve and our faith in you. Lord, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.